Luke, hi. I have reviewed your drafted learning activities from your Module 3 assignment, and I have some suggestions and some comments and some feedback for you, and I'm going to be giving them to you in this audio podcast. Like I said, I've reviewed your course or the activities assignment, and so I think I'll go through module by module and sort of talk over my comments and suggestions. So overall, I love the structure of the course. I love the titles that you've given your modules. Based on the template here, it's hard for me to see the titles of certain things, like your discussions and some of the assignments. And so I want to call to your attention that as you transfer this material into your course and you begin to label things and you begin to give your content titles, that you think about carrying that feeling that you have established in your module labels, your module titles, through to the sort of labels, the secondary labels, the subsections of your modules, as well as the titles of the documents themselves. As I have tried to impress in this course, which I hope that you have gotten, is the importance of how you title things and what information they convey to the students. There is instructional value to how the course is labeled and organized, and there's great potential to use those labels for instructional cues and to give context and to frame the course for the students. They act as advanced organizers for the students. They chunk the course sort of contextually for the students, and they give a tremendous, or they can give a tremendous amount of information to the students about you, about the course, about the discipline, about your point of view regarding the course. And so it's important to use the mechanisms that you have available in an online teaching and learning environment as effectively as possible, and so labels is one of them. So, for example, I don't know what you're going to call your first discussion, and I would want that to be something engaging and provocative and interesting, and so I want you to think about that. And the same goes for your actors. Blogs and for any activity that you have them do. So I'm going to just go through module by module. I love the consistent structure. You have some extremely interesting activities, and I love, 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 love your actor's blog. I love how you have also incorporated multiple senses. So you're asking for visuals and you're asking for audio and you're asking for written stuff, and it just all I was very pleased to see the directions that you've taken this in. So they're going to create profiles. They're going to introduce themselves to each other with those profiles. Looks like you're having them set up some access to some tools. It looks like you're using Edublogs and VoiceThread, at least initially. I'm not sure if there's other stuff that you're going to be using. I love that you're using Facebook. And that you're going to have an intro to drama page. I'm wondering what you're going to do with that page. I see it referenced here in the beginning, but I'm not sure. I either missed it or I didn't see it. I'm not sure how you're going to be using that throughout the course. So I'm quite curious about that. And I actually just invited you in Facebook to like the ETAP 640 page, so I hope you will. So I use it, just to tell you, I use it as a mechanism to maintain contact with past students and to begin to, you know, to extend the sense of class community that we have with our current classmates and begin to create this extended network of students that have taken my course. I only set it up not too long ago, and I hadn't really leveraged it until recently. I started trying to find some of my old students to get them to like that page. In any case, I think that it's a really good, interesting idea that you have, and I'd like to understand better what you plan to do with that. So I have to tell you, you know, you have fabulous discussion questions. I love them. And I just, you know, this course seems so interesting and so engaging, and you have a very strong presence and voice online that is that adds to that engagement, and the activities or the things that you're having the students do are relevant, are personal, and so therefore are quite engaging. And the topic itself, you know, drama, I think you're going to get students that are going to be very interested in participating in these activities. So I'm very thrilled to see that. Your first discussion, I'm wondering, is that your title? When I was a child, or when I was young, who did I want to be, or who was I deep inside? If that was the title, that's fabulous. And then the actual discussion question is, you know, what character did you dress up as and run around the backyard as? What was your favorite make-believe game? What superhero were you? What did you like about that character? Why? What did you use as a costume? How did you feel when you pretended to be them? You know, all of that is really interesting. What I would suggest is that you, you know, help students to understand how to make that authentically a conversation with their classmates. So in order to do that, one of the techniques you can use is to have the students end their post with a question, so that that carries the conversation further. I mean, additionally, I mean, you could direct them to go ask questions of each other. Well, I don't know. I just want you to think about it. And I want you to think about the instructions and the instructional cues and the models that you're going to provide to the students so that you set up this activity well. This goes for the reflection blog as well. Instructions are going to be key, so the question for the first reflection is, what's your experience with acting and why did you sign up for the course and what do you hope to gain from the course? So that's good. It's interesting to get a sense of a student's prior knowledge with the topic. And it helps you to understand and identify what the goals of the students are for taking the course. And that gives you sort of a profile, you know, it adds to the profile of the student to help you really guide the course in the directions that are going to, you know, fulfill the needs of the student long, you know, throughout the course in the long run. So I love that you're doing that. I love that you're using a blog for that. Now I see five activities in module one, and I see two evaluation mechanisms here. So I am I'm just wanting to make sure that everything that you have the students do, that you have some mechanism that's attached to it that gives them feedback. And I do see I do see that you have in your feedback section that you're monitoring, and so maybe this is good. I just want to make sure that, you know, that you're clear on the formula, that whatever it is that you have the students do, you have to have some mechanism for providing an assessment, evaluation, or feedback. And I think you have that fairly well covered, although I don't see the voice thread. How are you evaluating that? Where are the points for that? If there's no points for it or no mechanism for it, I don't know. I'm just wondering, you know, if that shouldn't also have, you know, some value that you ascribe to it in the course. So just keep that in mind, and I'm just going to go forward. The next module is Module 2, Stand Up Proud. This is where you have them sort of address their body and their voice as tools, and being aware of their physical self. During this module, you're going to have them look at some videos, you're going to have them have a discussion, you're going to have them post in their actor's blog, they're going to do a bunch of stuff, post picture, do a video assignment, and post some reflections. I like how you're thinking about timing. I think that looks good. So they do the video. I'm trying to see, you know, how are you going to determine whether or not they viewed the video? And it's possible that you could address that with a little self-test. It's also possible that you could address that in discussion, but I think you have a good focus for your discussion. So just keep that in mind. You know, my other question, now that I'm thinking about it, has to do with the blogs. And are you encouraging students to view each other's blogs? And to keep in mind how you instruct that and how you facilitate that. Okay, so Me When I Was Younger is your discussion. They have to upload a picture of themselves when they were younger, and talk about that. And it's really making a profile of themselves about when they were younger, and then you're going to have them talk to each other about their, ask questions of each other. So the tableau is to post three images of themselves in three poses. I think that's really interesting. The modeling, the animal modeling is also really interesting. This is a video mimicking an animal. The instructions for this are going to be really important. Making sure that the students know prior to the course that they have access to video recording equipment. I'm sure everyone has a phone and whatnot, but it might not be bad to make sure that in the prerequisites for the course that you state that they're going to have to, you know, be able to video record themselves. It's an acting class, and so, you know, this is part of the assume nothing. Don't assume that the students have video recording equipment. Make sure that when they enter the course, they know they're going to have to do that. I love how you're having them do some metacognitive journaling where you ask them what they've learned from the assignments. And you're tying the assignments together, like what they learned in the discussion. And how, you know, this is how they can reach into their own rich personal experiences to draw from in acting or representing, you know, some character. It's very good, really well done. I can really see you applying what you've learned in this course and just, you know, adapting the online environment to the objectives that you have for your student learning. It looks very good. You know, in your feedback, you're talking about, you're worried about your students feeling comfortable self-disclosing. And I'll just tell you from my experience. I mean, I understand that you're worried, and I appreciate that. I can appreciate that. But I would suggest gently that you not have that expectation and that you not articulate that expectation. Simply because by you being hypersensitive to it and articulating it, actually saying it out loud, you seed the water with it. And so I think that it is really good that you have that sensitivity, and that if you notice it, that you address it with your students, that you have some statement about, you know, that acknowledgement that you're asking them to self-disclose, and that it might be uncomfortable. And so maybe this is the spot to do it. Maybe this is it. I'm just mentioning it because I just don't want you to hyper-focus on it, you know, and thereby call it out, you know what I mean, in your students. I understand that it's important and it's potentially an issue and it's something that you want to acknowledge, but I just am cautioning you to pick your moment of where you actually do that, and to do it with a light hand. So I'll let you work on that. Think about it and work on it. In the next module, module 3, speak out loud. You're going to move to the voice and have them work with that, looks like throughout that module. So they're going to have a discussion, they're going to view some video, they're going to do a vocal assignment in VoiceThread. I'm very curious about how you're going to have them do that. Are they each going to have their own VoiceThread? Are they going to have, are they going to have one VoiceThread that they all contribute to? Are they... You know, how exactly is that going to be accomplished? And then you're going to have them do a video assignment in their blog. And looks like you're having them do 2 reflections. So here it says the voice or vocal assignment, upload video to your voice thread. So I'm thinking that means that you're going to ask them each to create their own voice thread. And so you want to think that through. You know, you want to have the students be able to see each other's voice threads. And so what mechanism are you going to use to facilitate that so that students can easily find each other's voice threads and see them? And maybe you want to have one place in the course where the links are located. Maybe they post those to you, or maybe they're in your Facebook. I'm not sure, but you need to think that through and make sure that it flows, make sure that it's easy, make sure that it's thought through and well explained, and that the instructions are pretty thorough. Okay, so you have a desert island discussion. If you were stranded on a desert island, what three things would you bring with you? Why would you? What's the purpose? And ask some questions of your fellow students. It's an interesting question. With this question and the last one, I'm not completely sure what questions they're going to ask each other and how that's going to, you know, really provide a platform off of which a rich discussion can jump, you know. So it might work. I love the question. It might work. Okay, so your voice third vocal assignment, you want them to record themselves carrying out their vocal warm-ups. I mean, you could do that all in one, you know. You want them to upload a video of themselves reading a poem. I mean, I'm going to go back to the VoiceThread assignment. What's the purpose of doing it in VoiceThread as opposed to in YouTube? Are you intending to use the features and functionality of VoiceThread to critique, have a discussion around? And if that is the case, think that through. I just want to make sure that you're using the right tool for the job and that, you know, you have thought through, is it one voice thread? Is it multiple voice threads? How easy it is to locate the voice threads? What's the purpose of using the voice threads? Are they commenting? If they're going to comment on each other's voice threads, you know what I mean? It's like maybe it's overkill to have them each have separate voice threads. Since I don't know, I'm not sure. But just keep all of that in mind. Then you're going to have them record a video of themselves reading the poem, I Eat My Peas with Honey, and they're going to have some specific vocal expression, which sounds funny. And where are they uploading the video? Is it to VoiceThread? Is it to your Facebook page? Is it to YouTube? How are you coordinating this? Like, if you did it in YouTube, you can actually make a playlist. And I'm going to demonstrate this later in the course, but that playlist feature allows you to aggregate the videos all together, create the playlist, and then you have a slick widget that allows you to actually embed that playlist, not individual videos, but the whole playlist. And so you essentially have a collection of videos that you can scroll through, that you can go through, and they would all be, you know, the different videos of from the students. So I want you to think about the tools that you're using and the features of those tools and how you can use that medium, those media, most effectively. So, for example, if you want them to critique each other on their I Eat My Peas with Honey, then then VoiceThreads is a fabulous tool to use for that, because there's all kinds of ways that they could interact over the videos, right, in VoiceThread. So anyway, I'm not sure, so that's why I'm mentioning. So again, you're talking in the reflections about having them metacognitively reflect about what they've learned, about why they think vocal expression is important, and how expression and emotion and communication happens beyond the words, which I think is a really interesting thing for them to reflect on. And I'm hoping that they are going to be directed to read each other's stuff, and that you know, maybe even encouraged to comment on each other's posts. So that looks pretty good. The next module is module 4. They're going to look at text to discover the meaning of a character. Within that text, they're going to learn how to break text up and think about motivation and bringing a character to life. Character analysis, essentially, is what this is. So they're going to discuss, they're going to read a monologue and view a video, they're going to do a written assignment, they're going to do a picture in their blog, they're going to do two reflections, and you're asking them to start looking for and considering the monologue that they would like to do for their final performance, and this is in module 4. I want to make sure, this is a question I had when I first reviewed, I want to make sure that they have enough time to review monologues, and I'm assuming that you have thought that through and that you think that beginning that activity in Module 4 gives them sufficient time to do that. I'm just mentioning it because I had the question about whether or not they were going to have enough time. And I'm not sure how long your modules are, so just thinking that out loud. So their discussion is three things that make you happy and three things that get on your nerves. I love this question. Explain why. Talk to your classmates about their responses. I think that looks pretty good. Their written assignment, they're going to evaluate, they're going to analyze a monologue using the techniques that you present to them in the video, and they're going to break it into beats and give each beat an emotional value and talk about the objectives and the obstacles. Now, I'm wondering, couldn't this be done in a way that that assignment is presented not just exclusively to you, but also to the class, so that they can see each other's responses. Moodle has a feature, if I'm not mistaken, that allows the student to not see any other students post until they post something, I believe. And so you could, you know, prevent them from seeing anybody else's assignment until they post their own. And then they have the ability to see each other's work. And you could have them, do that and then comment or critique or do something with a couple of the ones that they read, of their classmates. They're also going to do an analysis for the character. And I'm wondering, that's a written assignment as well. So that looks fairly straightforward. Then they're going to find some images that represent the character. What are they going to do with those? Are they going to post them in their blog? Where are they going to put those? How are they going to use those? What do you want them to do with those? How are you assessing that activity? So I see it. Picture assignment, 3 points. Okay. Just checking. So it looks, I'd like to understand that better, and I'll wait to see how you lay that out in your course. You're asking them to reflect. Why do they need to understand the character? What do you, and you're asking them to self-reflect what their discussion responses say about you and your character. I love that. I love it. That's perfect. All right. Now in module 5 is when they actually do their monologue, or they actually formally select their monologue. I love that you're giving them leeway and choices about what type of monologue, and you're letting them choose. You're not choosing for them. They get to apply all of the techniques that they've learned so far in your course. I want to make sure that they have enough. So it's not choose, because you started to give them the opportunity to select their their monologue in module 4. So it's not choose your module within 48 hours. This is where I was confused. It's identify or post or submit the monologue that they will be performing. Then they're going to have a discussion. They're going to do a picture assignment, a video assignment, and a couple of blog reflections. Their discussion, this is a cool one, where they have to choose 3 people to take a road trip with. That's interesting why they would do that, and who they would take with them and why, and then talk to each other about it. I'm a little bit worried, because there's several that are like this that I'm just not sure how they are going to authentically engage with each other over what they have presented, in terms of, like in this one, who would they take on a road trip and why? So it could work. I'm not sure. It could work. All right. In terms of the video assignment, they're going to do 3 versions of their monologue. First, read through the work in progress and the finished performance. So that's cool. So you're going to get to see their process. You're going to get to see their, essentially their first draft, their more polished draft, and then their final performance, which I think is very cool. Very, very cool. The trick will be to really get them to do the first read through. So in the instructions, you need to be very clear, for their first read through. You don't want them to have practiced and to be giving you in their drafts polished performances. You really want to be able to view their process and their progress. So you're going to need to be able to explain that well to them, and be ready with feedback when it looks like. I'll tell you the story. Like when I first did VoiceThreads with the class, I extemporated it. I was in my kitchen. It was Mother's Day weekend. This is a long time ago, but, you know, I had just gotten up. I was in my jammies. My husband and daughter and dog were running around getting breakfast. I was at the kitchen table. My hair was a mess. And I was talking. And I was modeling what I wanted from the students. And it was very conversational, very informal, very... I even picked up the camera and I gave them a tour of my kitchen and I showed them how my husband hadn't mowed the yard yet. I mean, I was very casual and conversational, and I wanted them to see me in my native habitat, my native environment, and to get a sense of me and to get a sense of the multidimensionalness of me, that I'm not just the professor in the class, I'm also a mom, and I also, have messy hair on Sunday mornings, what I just wanted to be real to them. And what I got back from the students the first time, I kid you not, this is really true, Luke, almost all of the students scripted themselves. So they wrote out their introductory comments and they typed them and then they read them in the audio voice read, and then they videotaped themselves reading them. I'm not kidding. And I was astonished and horrified. It was horrible. It was ridiculous. I couldn't even believe it, because it wasn't just one student. It was several of them. And I don't know if it was because maybe the first one did it, and so then they all thought that's how they should do it too, or what the heck was going on. But in subsequent semesters, I had to very explicitly say, do not script yourself. Do not just talk. This is meant to be informal. I had to more clearly tell them what not to do and tell them what I was expecting. It wasn't just enough for me to model it. And I was completely taken by surprise by that. And little by little over the years that I've taught this course, I have refined the instructions, and I very rarely get anyone that actually scripts themselves anymore. Very rarely. But anyway, so that's why I'm saying to you that you want to make sure for this particular activity, since you're really trying to get them to show their process and their progress, that you be explicit about what you do not want them to do and what you do want them to do. All right, so they're going to do the analysis as a written assignment, and they're going to do an Uta Hagen character analysis. These are written assignments. Again, think about whether or not either of these could be submitted, not just to you, but to the class as well. Think about your instructions. You're going to do another picture assignment about the character, so they're building their materials that help them build the character. And then they're going to reflect, which is fabulous. That all looks really good. In Module 6, this is your final performance. And you're going to have the students reflect on what they've accomplished. They're going to analyze their own work. They're going to essentially critique. I'm wondering how you're going to do that. Are you doing that in VoiceThread, in YouTube, up into Facebook? How are you going to do that? And the instructions for these activities are going to be very... going to need to be really clear, as I see that you understand. It looks like in your discussion instructions, you're reminding people to treat people with respect and so forth. That all looks good. And then you're going to have them do one final reflection about what they learned and what they learned about themselves and about performance. Very good. Very well done. What's missing here is your final your class community module, and you can call it whatever. You could call it the green room or the orchestra pit or the backstage, you know, something, to go along with the rest of the theme here. And in there, you would put a suggestion box. You would put your bulletin board for announcements. You would put your open discussion for students to, you know, socially interact. And you would create a mechanism to collect feedback from the students, descriptive feedback from the students at the end of the course. This is like your culminating activity. At the end of the course, and this is not a course evaluation, not a faculty evaluation. This is collecting descriptive feedback from the students so that you can improve the course, revise and improve the course. So in the course manual, check that out. I actually have a template that you can adopt or adapt. It's a series of about 8 or 10 questions, and they're very pointed questions asking for specific feedback. If you just open-end it, like, what did you like best? What did you like least? That's too nebulous. You need to ask some, or did you like the course, or what have you learned from the course? So those things are good, and in your reflection, it's really good. But if you want concrete stuff that you can use to revise and improve the course, you need to ask specific questions. And so this would go in your class community area as well, or it could. Overall, Luke, like I said, you've done a fabulous job. This course is cool. I would take this course. I'm really looking forward to seeing how this translates into your course shell and seeing it take even further, you know, t take actual shape in your course. I can't wait to see that, and I think you've done a great job.